Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I went to this office earlier and it's one of those retro offices and they had one of those old school telephones. God, this is boring. It took ages. That was Lady Gaga and Telephone on Radio 1. Especially after dial 9. It's a...
What took you to a retro office? Were you in a museum or was it like a...
No, it's one of those kind of London media places, yeah, where everything's like, yeah, really cool and we've got like loads of...
Old stuff,
yeah.
Which doesn't work very
fast.
Yeah,
we've got like a... Look at our 70s red telephone, yeah. Why not try and dial on that? Well, why, I could just do it on my mobile. It'll take me maybe like a lot less time. It's 4:14 on Radio 1 with Scott Mills. We were talking yesterday about this show from America called Tool Academy, where it teaches bad boys to become good boys. It's like a boot camp for people that are unfaithful to their partners. And there was one bloke in there who'd been cheating on his girlfriend for a while. But like you do in a bad situation, what do? You just whip out a line from a movie. It's all fine.
Are you kidding me?
That wasn't you in the bed, was it?
No, not me. We've been together for a year and a half. How long has it been going on?
Probably like a year and 3 months.
Why are you with me?
You complete me.
Bit of Jerry Maguire works every single time. Now, your homework yesterday, if you remember, was to say to anybody, anyone in your life, at some point last night or this morning, you complete me. And if you did... Send me a text. Let me know how it went, please. 81199. We went to see Sugar Babes play live last night. And the one that doesn't speak managed to get You Complete Me into the conversation. Well, it wasn't a conversation.
He wasn't chatting to them.
He was on a balcony.
We were in the audience. And you know that bit where the clapping stops and they come on to do a little talky bit?
Yeah, so it's like they'd just done Freak Like Me or something. It was like...
And then it goes a little bit quiet while they're getting their mics.
Before Heidi goes, "Hey, thanks for coming along." And in that bit...
In the silence.
Yeah. He went, "You complete me!" Do you think they heard?
Yeah, I think Heidi gave us a little look of like, what the... Can we
what
get him out?
What are you doing? Security.
Why are you with me?
You complete me.
If you did that to anyone yesterday, then let me know, please. Podcast. You know, our boss, Piers, upstairs, he went up to Matt Fincham from the Chris Moore Show yesterday and went, "You complete..." It's actually...
That's wrong.
No, I know, it's me is the next bit, not...
That sounds like something off a submarine, not a normal beep, is it?
It's all a bit David Brent, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Scott, it's Sam.
Sam, where are you?
I'm in Bromley.
Bromley off of Kent?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's occurring?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay. have you done the You Complete Me?
I have indeed. I did it last night.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I've been having like a little tiff with my girlfriend. Nothing serious, but just at the end, I just turned around and said, "Oh, darling, you complete me." And she just went, "Oh, Sam!"
And then
she threw her hands around me and gave me a hug.
Yes! Aww. Okay, so the tiff was over.
It was. It ended it, but thanks for that.
You see?
Little line.
Yeah? It never fails. You complete me. Never, ever fails. And everything's all good with you two now, yeah?
Yeah, although we did have a laugh at how cheesy it was afterwards.
Yeah, but it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask what the tiff was over, or is that too personal?
Well, nothing really. It was something stupid. I can't even remember what it was now.
Okay. All right, well, I'm glad it worked for you. I love you.
Yeah, love you too, Scott.
You complete me.
Aw, you complete me, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast. Brilliant news, Becky.
What?
I might have found your forte. Not the thing that happened at the Sugar Babes gig last night.
Oh.
Explain what that was. There was a bit of kind of circus entertainment, wasn't there, before?
In the middle of the floor, there was like a life-size... Actually, no, not life-size, because the life-size would be massive. It was like a kind of quarter moon that you could like rock on, like a big rocking chair, and this woman came on and did like lots of acrobatics on it.
It was very impressive, actually. This is as a kind of warm-up to the Sugar Babes before they came on and did all their hit. It wasn't an actual-size quarter moon, because that would be you wouldn't be able to fit that in.
No.
But
I don't know how big the moon was, though.
But she was kind of like rocking on it, and it looked like it was
going to just sat there on your bed. It was a weird place to go last night. It was kind of stranger than any restaurant I've ever been to before, because round the edge of the room it was just loads of beds.
Beds, yeah.
So you were just lying there on your bed while this woman rocked on a big moon in front of you.
Yeah.
And then someone else was getting a massage, and I was like, what have I come to? I know it's free, but this is a bit odd.
Yeah. And also,
I'd quite prefer to pay to go to Harvester.
A lady came up to me and went, would you like a massage? And I was like, do you know what? If I have a massage, I'd kind of like to do it in private, not with 400 other people, because I'm aware of some of the faces that I...
Not that, it was just a head massage.
Yeah, just a head and neck.
Not a full-on back massage.
No, I didn't... Right, just whip your shirt off, love. I know there's 400 other people in here waiting to see the Sugar Babes, but if you just want to put on these paper pants... And no, it wasn't one of them. It was fully clothed. Mm. But I make funny faces when I have a massage. I don't want everyone... And it was all kind of... Yeah, I do.
Everyone... Massage face.
Okay, do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one has a massage face.
Yes, they do.
No.
You have, everyone has a massage face. What's that picture you're being shown now?
The one that just speaks to show me a picture of Matt Fincham getting a massage.
Has he got his massage face on?
Yeah.
See?
I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see, like, not in public.
No. I kept going up to Matt Fincham when he was getting his massage going, am I putting you off? Am I putting you off?
just want to have it done in a private room, really. I don't want it to be hundreds of other people seeing my massage face. Anyway.
So my forte isn't riding the moon?
No, because at some point you were thinking about having it go on the moon.
I thought it was going to be bobsleigh, because I jumped into a box in 2.4 seconds, riding the moon, and now you've got a better one, have you?
I liked it when he came up and went, might have a go on the moon in a minute. I was like, I would love you if you did that, but you didn't. No, it's not the moon or the bobsleigh. The Guinness World Records at the moment are launching a search for the tallest woman in the world.
Right.
This could be you. What's Becky's forte? How tall are you?
5'8". Now, there's just one problem here.
Yeah.
Is that already I know that I'm not the tallest woman, because my mum and my sister are both taller than me. So unless I can get them excluded from the competition, I'm kind of like only the third tallest, and that's the only even out of my family. And I'm sure there are taller people than...
No, but what you do at the auditions...
audition? I'm the tallest.
No, you just do that thing where you get on someone's shoulders and put a big raincoat around you.
Oh, amazing!
I'm going to fall off. But then you would be the world's tallest woman. I don't know whether there are auditions.
Who's going to let me sit on their shoulders? I'll have to hold auditions for that.
I just presume there would be auditions, but I guess if you're tall, then that's the end of the competition.
That's just it.
It wouldn't make a very interesting reality show, would it?
It'd be more like a police lineup, I think, rather than an audition.
It's like you walk in and it's like, they just measure you. It's not you, sorry, you're not going through.
It might be you. How do they do that? Disguise the two when they use the tape?
It might be you. No, but they wouldn't even use a tape. They'd just like put you up against a wall, like off of...
When you're little and you get measured in the kitchen and you have the height chart.
Or like when you're at school. But it would be good.
Tallest woman in the world. I'm sorry, darling, you're the smallest woman I've ever seen.
It's all I've ever wanted, Simon. I just always wanted to be the tallest woman in the world.
Have you seen... Sorry, I've just looked at this, the press release. Have you seen the other categories that they're looking for?
No.
In addition to tallest woman, they're doing the shortest cat, smallest cat, oldest dog, smallest dog, the length.
And dog with longest ears. Dog with longest ears.
or to be included in the Guinness World Records 2011 edition. But it does say, submit your proposal now.
Right, I'm going to get onto
on
that.
On the website, so go for it. Go for it, see what happens. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just putting this out there, but would you watch the height factor if there were auditions for the tallest person? And what they would do is they'd mix
only
it
up. Only if it involved them walking under a bridge.
Well, they'd mix it up a bit, wouldn't they? They'd have some wacky ones, and they'd have some really small ones, and then they'd get bundled off by the minder. I'll show you, Simon. Well, one day when I'm really tall, I'll show you. This is Radio 1. That was Cheryl Cole and Parachute. Loads of text coming in about massage face. It's true. When you're having a massage, you do a face. Now, think about it. Wherever you are now, apart from if you're driving, imagine, right, be calm, imagine you are having a relaxing massage, like just the head and the shoulders. Head and shoulders, like someone's really massaging you.
I can't look, sorry.
Okay.
Terry sent in a picture of his massage face.
Yep, everyone's got one, I'm telling you.
There's something weird about them. Not right. Terry's face, but Terry's massage face.
Just imagine you're having the most relaxing massage in the world.
Yeah, Terry's
right?
having...
And then send me a picture.
No!
Send me a picture of your massage face. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, apparently, while we were at the Sugar Babes thing last night, Becky...
Right.
We missed a lot of... of action in the penitential area.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't quite know what that means, but I know that I said it on Blue Peter.
There's my halfway line. My penitential area is a bit like that.
Loads of action in the penitential area that we missed.
The penalty area.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My penitential area.
The now, penalty area.
Also, we have... There's a guy called Mark Chapman, who is on 5 Live, I believe.
No.
Heard of him. And he's done a bit of innuendo bingo.
Has he?
Yeah, on his show on 5 Live. So I'm going to just give you some water now, and let's see.
Do you know what? The water that's been offered to me has been at the back of the studio for quite some time, so I might do it with.
Oh, darling!
Oh, apparently, I'm not allowed to do it with my fizzy beverage.
Oh, you're not.
So the weather doesn't speak is now running to the water machine because I've been a diva and refused to drink water that's been there for 4 months.
You have changed.
No, would you
changed.
Drink that water,
Chris?
Seriously?
Has she changed?
She has changed. What's wrong with that water? It's still clear. You can see through
no,
it.
No, it's got all sorts of mankiness in it.
Bless the.
Go on. Give me the old water.
Okay,
yes,
here's the old...
day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope this is good, chappers, otherwise I'm not going to have to swallow this.
Okay, right, drink.
What if this is Miles?
Just drink the water, you big girl. Okay, ready?
It's just that bit nicer when you come from behind. Turn it round. It is a satisfying feeling.
That's another one. But here's the chappers one, okay? Do you want to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
So the programme got us split in half tonight.
Yeah, we're in London and Manchester. We have 3 sections. I'm responsible for 2 of them, so I'll tell you those. And so I'm like the bread either side of Mark Pudjatcha's meaty section, I think.
Oh, bless Chaffin.
So I'm like the bread either side of Mark Pudjatcha's meaty section.
You can actually stop sending in your pictures of your massage face now. We were just talking about this earlier. We went to a place last night where they were offering massages, but it was like in full view of about 300 people, and I like to be in a private room when I'm having mine. But you do a massage face. Some people are like, sometimes I fall asleep, I dribble.
Oh, nice.
Don't want that, do you, when there's 300 people looking at you? So, but we've got enough massage face pictures now, so thank you, anyway, for that. It's 5:15. Oh! What's occurring is coming up with David the Farmer. Have you been watching America's Next Top Model?
No. I haven't watched any of those top model shows. Are they good?
Yeah, they are good, actually.
Really I know a lot good. Of people in the office get completely addicted to them.
Yeah, Chloe upstairs loves it. It has been particularly good this year, though, America's Next Top Model. Because they're little models this time. Not really little. I mean, they're just not... Because normally they're like 7 billion feet
like
tall.
Like the world's tallest woman like me.
Yeah, same. But these are smaller girls. But
I've noticed they've got a new thing on this year's show, and if you watch this, you'll probably have noticed it as well. And I don't think they've done this in previous series. You know when it gets to the end and Tyra's there? My opinion wavers on her, I'm afraid. Tyra's there and she's like, there are 8 beautiful girls, but I only have 7 photos. And then one of them gets hoyed off and they're out of the competition. Yeah, and it all gets a bit emotional.
Mm.
They started playing this strange track, this music. So they have to go back to the house and they have to pack their bags. They're normally, you know, crying in floods of tears. Mm. And then they play this weird song. Top model, top model,
top model. She's the top model, top model, top model. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes. Every time when Tyra's like, okay, it's time to say goodbye to one of you, they start playing that. The artist is Martin Fequeri. Fequeri. Martin Fequeri. That's him. And he's the man that bought us this amazing song. He's the top model, top model, top model. No, she's going home.
Oh,
but no one else.
As long as you're a top model in Marvin's head, yeah, that's fine.
Heather, Heather's been on from Witness going, yes, I've noticed that as well. What the hell is that song?
It's a top model song.
It's new to this season, Scott. It's just so weird. Rob off of Leamington, also addicted to that tune.
Oh, as if they're not upset already.
This will be in your head all night now.
It does sound, someone's texting to say it sounds like tomato, and it does.
Top model.
Yes, sir. Top
model. Yes, it does. Tomato, tomato, tomato. Anyway,
America's next tomato. This time for little tomatoes, the cherry ones.
I have 8 photos of tomatoes left.
No, you're still a bit green, I'm afraid. You're going to have to go home.
I have decided that more reality shows could maybe benefit from these kind of tunes when somebody has to go home. So I've done one for...
What have you done one for now?
One of my favourite shows on Sky One, Fat Families. Fat families, fat families. They're like a whole family of fat. Fat families. They're like a whole family of fat. Good? That'll be for the bit where they get on the scales at the end and
they've actually put on a couple
they've
of
actually
pounds.
Put on weight rather than taking it off. Do you want to hear some more or
have you got?
Well, I've got. Have you ever seen Extreme Fishing with Robson Green?
Oh no. No, I can't say I have.
Well, to be honest, fishing, not that exciting. They could pep that show up a bit with maybe this. Extreme fishing, he is Robson Green, and he likes fishing in the extreme. Extreme fishing, he is Robson Green, and he likes fishing in the extreme. This one goes on when he hasn't caught anything all day.
I like it that your voice is so out of tune, it slightly distorts.
Yeah.
It's like...
Just on the top bit. Fat families, fat families. They're like a whole family of fat.
Was that... That was an a cappella?
Yeah, I did some a cappella as well.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I hate
nowhere.
To say it, but I don't think you're a one-take wonder, are you? That might have been a rehearsal we heard there. Was it?
Well, I wanted to get it right. I wanted to get it right. Or...
Oh, no!
One more.
Please see if only do one more.
Another one of my favourites, Muslim Driving School.
That's a good show, that.
That is a good show. maybe at the end where...
They don't pass the test.
They don't pass their test. Mm. Oh, no, they have to pack their bags and go home. They haven't passed. But this comes on. Muslim driving school. Muslim driving school. Teaching Muslims to drive in a school. Muslim driving school. Muslim driving school. Teaching Muslims to drive in a school. Any of those shows listening, take note.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I'm 5 minutes late today. Deal with it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's whipping by today, isn't it? Rude Boy and Rihanna, next. But first, Farmer David from St. Bees in Cumbria. Hello.
Hey, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, what's going on in your life, please?
Slightly out of breath, I've just run out of the parlour. I was milking and Dad hadn't appeared when you rang, so I was quickly stressed and found him and I'm ready to go now, though.
Who hadn't peed?
My dad hadn't appeared.
Oh, I thought you said your dad hadn't peed. I was like, why do you need to wait for him to go to the loo before you come on? Oh.
I told him he needs to wear nappies.
It's just some kind of lucky thing that you do.
Hey, guess what? I saw a tweet yesterday to Farmers Weekly from one of your fans suggesting they get in touch. So I reckon you could be like front page news on Farmers Weekly pretty soon.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah. If they call you or email you, then let me know, okay? Because I want to be part of this.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, you're doing well this week. I know what's occurring. Are you ready to play today?
Yeah, ready for Ari.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Really sorry to all the people that now have the Top Model song in their head.
At least it's not one of your versions. No.
David, you know the Sugar Babes? David?
Yes, sorry, yes.
God, pay attention, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Hello, we're on the radio. Are you know the Sugar Babes?
Yes, I do, yeah.
It's all going off with them at the moment. We went to see them last night. But now one of the old ones, I can't remember which one, is trying to get the Sugar Babes name back. Thing is, the current lot, who we went to see last night, very good.
Very good.
Really, really good. The current Sugar Babes lineup, they all joined at different times, didn't they? So Heidi was first, and then came Amel, and then it was Jade, who only just joined recently. So, in that situation, even though the Sugar Babes have been around for like a decade, not all of them were in them. So here's my question to you. How many Sugar Babes songs could the current Sugar Babes name in 30 seconds? Thank you to Natalie Jameson of the Entertainment News for doing this one for us. David. They've had loads of hits, but remember, most of the band weren't on them.
I'm going to say 9.
9?
Yeah.
Becky.
10.
All right.
I'm playing tactically today.
Very good. Let's find out.
Oh!
So, David, you think the Sugar Babes will only be able to name 9 of their own songs?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, the lineup has changed. Let's find out.
Sugar Babes, you have 30 seconds. Name as many Sugar Babes songs as you can, starting now.
Two Losses in You, Strong.
Ugly.
No More You.
That Girl.
Get Sexy Change. About You Now.
No More You. No Can Do.
Yeah, No Can Do.
Angels With Dirty Faces. Easy.
Girls. Red Dress.
Breathing Easy.
Push the button, I think I've said already.
Thank You For The Heartbreak.
You'll Miss Everything.
She's A Mess. Sweet And Amazing.
Damn it. That's it, time's up.
Thank God for that.
Well, they all talked over each other, and I think some of them were album tracks. But it was definitely more than 10. Yeah, so I think you find that Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay. I've got to thank our listener, Andrea in Newcastle, for this one. By the way, if you ever spot anything you think would be good for Oh, What's Occurring, just send me an email, and loads of people do, and it's great. You know, if you want to become, like, a serious news journalist, and you have to go, it's quite hard, you have to go through journalism college, and you have to, you know, then maybe make your way up to the local newspaper and be a reporter there, then maybe the local TV station, and then one day, if you're lucky, you make it and you get to ITN.
Any big network.
Yeah. And you think, I can change the world. I'm going to report the facts. I'm going to bring people the news, the hard-hitting stories that really matter.
Just like Anchorman.
Yes. And then you have to do a story about a fox getting killed by a chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. So, what do you do to
was
make
it... Was this on the national news?
Yeah.
Not on local?
No, it was national.
Some chicken.
Yeah. So you think, okay, well, I was hoping maybe that I might be able to report on something a bit more interesting, but I'll make the most of this, so I'll try and get as many puns in as I can. So my question to you, on this ITN news report, how many puns did the reporter get into the story about the fox and the chicken? Becky?
Seven. Hell of learnt them all at local news.
David?
Eight.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's the ITN reporter putting in lots of puns in about a fox and a chicken.
When a fox gets into a chicken coop, there's usually only one outcome. Murder most foul. But this time the predator came a cropper after a feather dust-up with a difference. The owner of these chickens, Michelle Cordell, was amazed to discover the henpecked corpse of a marauding fox when she went to give him their breakfast. So what happened to this not-so-fantastic Mr. Fox? Did Dude the Cockerel manage to keep his pecker up and cock-a-doodle-doo for the intruder?
Six.
Of course, the pet detectives won't be grilling any of these witnesses.
Seven!
But a careful examination of the scene of the crime revealed a possible solution. It seems a table in the coop may have been knocked over, catching the fox a glancing blow, rendering him unconscious and at the mercy of the chicken's sharp beaks. So Dude is still cock of the walk, and all his harem are still clucking on. But that may have had more to do with luck than pluck.
Obviously, we added the applause. Because that would be weird on the news. 10 fox and chicken related puns there. So, David gets the point. Oh. Well done. Everything to play for.
Oh! What's occurring?
Are we sure that was on the national news? Wow. Right, you know our favourite new phrase. You complete me.
Mm.
Not really new, but we've just embraced it. It's off of Jerry Maguire. Never fails. If you try it on somebody, especially the ladies, they absolutely love it.
I'd like to see the stats for that, the evidence.
It worked for that girl and the guy that was cheating on the reality show, Tool Academy. He said, you complete me to the girl.
You cut it before she slapped him in the face. Mm.
Anyway, we sent poor Dan, who works on the show.
Oh, no!
Yeah, poor Dan onto Stupid Street. Now, he asked people just a kind of random question to start a conversation. And then he said to the person, you complete me. Yeah. Dan said, you complete me to 8 people. My question, how many people would find it romantic? David, rather.
I tried this last night. I sent a couple of texts out with it on, and I got one no reply and one of pardon, I'm depressed. So I'm not sure really how people find it romantic. I will say 3.
3 people would find you complete me romantic.
Yeah.
Becky?
1.
Let's find out. So we went onto Stupid Street and we said, you complete me. Did they think that was romantic?
Really simple question. What is your favourite colour?
Green.
You complete me.
What? I don't understand.
You complete me. She ran away. What is your favourite type of transport?
Car. Definitely a car.
You complete me.
Thanks. Oh my god!
Why is that funny? Just out of spots and stripes, which do you prefer?
My girlfriend only wears spots, so I prefer spots.
You complete me.
Why?
You complete me.
You complete me?
Yeah.
Thank you. What about... That's not a question.
I'm so far.
You complete me.
What?
No.
You complete me.
Wicked. Can I go?
What is your favourite animal?
A tiger.
You complete me.
What, with a tiger?
Short hair or long hair?
Long hair. Definitely long hair.
You complete me.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yes!
You're such a good guy. Thank you very much for taking the time to ask me about that. Thank you so much.
Friends forever?
Friends forever.
That's so cute.
Out of all the meals in the day, what is your favourite one?
Dinner.
You complete me.
Jeremy Carl, isn't that?
Pardon?
You complete me. That was in Jeremy Carl, that's mine, you complete me. Bless her.
Did she really say Jeremy Kyle?
Jeremy Kyle and yeah. Jeremy Maguire.
Get off my stage. You complete me.
Wow. You complete me.
Jeremy Kyle, isn't that? That was in Jeremy Kyle. That's mine. You complete me.
Yeah, I thought that's what happened then.
I'd love to see Tom Cruise play Jeremy Kyle in a film.
You complete me.
Wicked. Can I go?
Yeah. Bye-bye. So, just one person found that really romantic. Isn't that cute?
Why not count as romantic?
What?
Does people running off not count as romantic?
Well, that's not really romantic, is it? Is it very romantic?
I don't know. I'm not very good.
Right, okay, so there was one person. Becky said one.
Yes!
David.
That's it, isn't it?
I'm so sorry.
Devastated.
It's been brilliant and brief.
It has, never mind. Thanks for having me on.
But you know what? I've had a lovely time, have you?
I have.
You came here with nothing.
And I leave with nothing.
That's right. But thanks for being on.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, so we need someone new then, don't we? For next week.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Go online if you want to be on next week's Oh, What's Occurring, playing against Becky. Send me a little form. Is there a form? Is it a form, Becky?
Yes.
Send me a form.
I thought you designed all this webpage malarkey.
Why not? Send me a form.
There is a form on there. You don't have to make your own.
Yeah.
Just fill it out.
If you want to be on next week, then fill it in. Cheers. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady with what you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. Thanks for your emails. First one.
Hello, Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the rest of the team.
Hi.
I have just been listening back to your Brits behind-the-scenes coverage, where you were talking to Kesha. Unfortunately, I was on holiday that week, so I couldn't listen live. But I am truly gutted I wasn't there, as Kesha made some interesting comments.
Kesha always makes interesting comments, and that's why we love her so.
Not only did she say she was on the lookout for a fat, bearded man, but she said she would hit Phil Collins. Approximately 2 hours, 31 minutes and 5 seconds into the show.
Do you remember her saying she was going to hit Phil Collins?
Well, she'd seen he was there and she said she'd
quite fancied him, so.
Oh, I see. Like, it's American. Yeah, I would hit that. I would hit that.
Not actually.
Not actually know. Slap him.
No reason for that.
No
Phil
reason
Collins.
To. Like, I know he's made some bad records in his time, but. I'm joking. But, no, she means that she would, you know.
She'd washed her hair and everything that night, hadn't she?
Kesha would have it off with Phil Collins, that's what she's saying.
I could have been well in there, as I'm a little fat, bearded, and called Phil Collins.
Wow.
I would appreciate a heads up next time. Love, Phil Collins, from Bath.
Well, Phil Collins.
To be fair, Phil, we didn't know that was going to happen.
No, we didn't predict that. And also, maybe if you were listening live and not on the podcast, then we could have done something about it. But sadly, you probably heard it about a week after it had happened. So yeah, missed opportunity there, Phil.
The only thing you can do from now on is listen to Radio 1 24 hours a day, just in case a good-looking female celebrity says they fancy Phil Collins.
Next!
Dear Scott and Becky, I think that I may have found the perfect restaurant for the two of you, and I'd like to invite you both to Paris to eat there.
Yes!
It's called Pain, Vin, Fromage.
Okay, so that is bread, wine, and cheese. Probably our three favourite things in the whole world.
For anyone that doesn't speak French, bread, cheese, wine.
Thanks for that.
I went last night with some friends and it was amazing. About 10 choices of different cheese fondues, as well as raclette. This basically involves cutting a huge slab of cheese and putting a heater iron up close to it so it melts gradually into little pans below.
Lush.
You then scrape it off onto sliced potatoes and meats. Oh. Yum. We also had chocolate fondue for dessert. The name alone made me think of the two of you, as it really is a cheese lover's dream. I did have a wicked cheese hangover the next day, though. Love you, Sally Ann, Paris.
I do like that idea, apart from I'm not actually that... this is controversial. I don't get Paris. Don't understand why people like it so much. Sorry, everyone. Sorry to our Paris listeners. But
it's just traditionally romantic, isn't it? There are nicer places to go in France.
Are there?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
I know, but everyone says, oh, Paris is amazing. I don't really understand why it is. But maybe I haven't been to the right bits.
And we're not going to go and look round. We're just going to go to the cheese restaurant and eat melted cheese on top of chips.
Exactly. This could change my whole opinion on Paris.
What is a cheese hangover? You see, I don't get these because I eat so much cheese, I don't notice when I've got a cheese hangover. I'm just like constantly on cheese.
We've discussed this before. Cheese sweats.
No, see, I think I eat so much that I never have a day of withdrawal.
Right. Yeah, see, if you stopped just for, like, a couple of days... A
couple of hours.
Hours, you would get the cheese sweats. It's
really?
Quite, yeah, people were texting about this now. We talked about it before. It's quite common.
Really?
Yeah. If you have an overload of cheese, then the cheese sweats are definitely...
Just too much, not just strong cheese, just too much.
Too much cheese.
Excessive EDAM.
Properly on. Not so much with EDAM, but if you're going down your kind of strong cheese road, then... You have to turn the heating down.
I might try that over the weekend.
Next. It's not pleasant. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L, and Patrick, off of O.
Hi.
I was listening to your show yesterday and heard the Monday edition of O, where you were asking people on Stupid Street to think of headlines for trashy magazines.
Yes, we were. And Blimmin' Channel 4 have only gone and made a programme about it tonight. God, that was quick, wasn't it?
I can't wait for that. It's on 9 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, 9 o'clock on Channel 4. I can't even remember the name of it.
Is it My Sister Grew a Second Head or something?
I think it's My Daughter Grew a Second Head.
Oh, Daughter Grew the Second Head.
And then got eaten by an alien or something like that. But it's about all the trashy... Not trashy. What was the word? True life story magazines that you get.
Real life in celebs.
That's right. And how they get these stories in the first place. And I think on this documentary tonight on Channel 4, they talk to some of the people who have married mountains and stuff. Have you got a good one there?
I don't know if I can read that one.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's the one from Love It.
She's allergic to her body part and he dumped her.
Anyway, yes, there's a show on about it tonight, but we were talking about these headlines last week.
My two friends and I have been having a competition for several years of who can find the most ridiculous headline from one of these said magazines. When one of us finds what we think could be a contender for the current winning headline, we immediately text the other two, who then decide if it knocks the current favourite off of the top spot.
It's a good game.
I like the ones that you had found, e.g. I am in love with a London bus, I married a mountain, etc. But I'm afraid that, in my opinion, none of them come close to our current top spot holder. Burglars stole my placenta. This headline was found by one of my friends in a pregnancy trashy magazine. The story is self-explanatory.
If you're a burglar, that I would probably just nick like a TV or something first, not maybe a placenta. Not condoning nicking anything, of course, because burglars are bad and should be jailed or something. But
maybe they just thought it was chicken breast.
Right.
Anyway, I was wondering if you could beat this headline of ridiculousness.
No.
Haha. The PR4L will have had to say a word that is not in the English dictionary. Hope she is okay. Smiley. Love you, Jess, off of Surrey. Dead posh, innit?
I can't beat someone burgling a placenta at the moment. But if anyone can, then maybe you want to text me.
I have just seen this one, though. My fiancé spent our wedding fund on spanking.
I can't wait for this show tonight.
P.S. My mum always told me off for saying off of when I was little, oh, well. So I love it that you have spread it as a phrase into popular culture. Smiley.
Yeah, some people aren't feeling the love on that, but never mind. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I just wanted to tell you that me and my family were planning a trip to London. My mum wanted to go to Madame Tussauds. My sister asked if Scott had a waxwork, and if so, did it have to be fake tanned? I said I didn't think so, as I don't think you're famous enough. My sister then said she didn't want to go.
Oh. No, granted, I'm never going to be famous enough to have one of those, but...
You're only saying that so they feel sorry for you and call you up and tomorrow you have to go and sit in a mould of wax.
That's not true.
It is, though.
No, it isn't, though. I reckon I might be able to get one at Louis Tussauds. Been there?
Have you not got one of them already?
Not at the moment, no. I loved our trip to Blackpool when we went to Louis Tussauds. It's like, oh, it's so good. Just trying to work out who all the waxworks are. It's brilliant.
She then went on to ask if Becky had a waxwork, and I said most definitely not, as she is even less famous.
Correct.
She wasn't that bothered about Becky not having a waxwork.
Neither am I.
Love, Hattie, X.
Thanks, Hattie. No plans in the pipeline for waxworks at the moment. If you want to send an email with anything on it, anything you want to know, anything you want to say, every Thursday, the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your stuff that you send in on Dear Scott. Just put subject Dear Scott and send it on an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Dear Scott at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.